Okay, next question. Very interesting question that came in right after, right at the beginning of the August vacation period. I have never understood why your position on Israel Gaza is the same as that of Nick Fuentes. So, first, let me just say I've never heard a thing that Nick Fuentes says. And based on descriptions of him, it's just not on my list to do. So, I have no idea what Nick Fuentes says. Muslims have colonized 56 countries in the last 1400 years, slaughtering civilians genocidally, raping women and converting people at machete point. Every single one of these countries is now a woman-hating theocracy. Muslims are slaughtering Christians in Africa right now after having wiped out the last Armenian Christians a couple years ago. Pakistani Muslim rape gangs have trafficked and raped over 1 million girls and women in the UK since the 1950s. Legacy media ignores all of this, as do you. I've never heard you or John say even one word about the devastation Muslims have fought around the world and are now visiting on Europe and the US. You always portray them as a victim, which they are not. Other Muslim countries don't want the Palestinians because they are a chaotic force. I don't want them either. So why do you? What am I missing? Okay, so this is a very interesting question, and I'm gonna break it down. So number one, I've never heard a thing Nick Fuentes says, nor do I intend to listen to any of it. So that's number one. So I've known. My position is my own. As to Muslims having colonized many countries and killed many people, that is true for Muslims. That is true for Jews. That is true for Christians. If you go back through the history of the world and all the different genocides, there's equal opportunity slaughter, in many different groups. And so just because some Christians or some Jews killed people. So just because the Anglo-American Alliance basically brought drugs in and used it to assert control over the Chinese and the Opium Wars does not give me the excuse to go to the UK and steal the house and the land of a descendant of one of those people and just take it because their ancestors did something wrong. The power of Western law is that we are each individually responsible for our actions. And if our actions break the law, then we are held accountable based on evidence. So the notion that you would kill somebody or plunder their land or take their stuff because their great grandfather stole land from the Indians is absurd. It's what I call blob thinking. You're in a blob and you're accountable not only for what the blob is doing right now, but what the blob did from the beginning of time. And that's not the law. The law is you're accountable for your actions based on hard evidence. And if I have a right to seize your land or kill you, it's based on the law and based on you being held accountable in a court of law based on facts and evidence. And the notion that a group of people should be slaughtered and holocausted just because they're a member of a blob and that blob has done bad things elsewhere is absolutely absurd. Now, one of the things you said is you don't want the Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians don't want to move to your neighborhood. They want to keep their own land. So they're not asking to be given anybody's else's land. They're happy to remain on their own land. So their land is being stolen from them. And one of the reasons I object to that is the people doing the stealing are not going to stop just with Gaza or the Palestinians' land. They're going to be taking lots of other people's land, like in Paradise, California, like in Lahaina, all over the world. So, John and I talk about Gaza is a method, and what we're talking about is the rule of law. Do you want the rule of law or not? If you want the rule of law, you want the Palestinians to be held accountable under the law. And the reality is, they're not stealing their country from somebody else. They're simply living in their country and somebody's plundering it and stealing it from them. And whether I like them or not, it's got nothing to do. Let's say, I hate the Palestinian culture. I would still defend their right to maintain sovereignty for the same reason you can't protect the sovereignty of one without protecting the sovereignty of all. We're either sovereign individuals or sovereign governments, or we're not. And you can't say, oh, well, I like these people so they can have sovereignty, and I don't like those people so they can't have sovereignty. That's not how it works. It's not, sovereignty is not bestowed because you're beautiful and you won the lottery. Okay. It's not, it doesn't work like that. So now in here, you say that the Muslims have been slaughtering Christians. And I don't doubt that that's probably true in a lot of different places. The Israelis have been slaughtering Christians too. Dig into what's going on in the Middle East, and they're slaughtering plenty of Christians, which is why it always amazes me how the Christian churches support all of this stuff. And you talk about the Pakistani Muslim rape gangs, horrible people, but they have been brought in by people at the top of the food chain in Europe to systematically prey on the population. That has been allowed and encouraged and protected by the highest part of society in Europe. Your enemy is not the Pakistani Muslim gangs, no matter how ugly what they're doing is. It's the people who brought them in and allow them to operate. See the game. See the game. They're not your enemy. They're the weapon your enemy is using to get you, but they are not your enemy. And you say they've trafficked and raped over 1 million girls. I can't tell you. I mean, Epstein was not done by immigrants. Epstein was done by the mega rich, by billionaires, by the most powerful forces of society who've been trafficking and raping children in the United States for my entire life. Okay. So you say legacy media ignores all of this, as do you. That's not true. We've covered the rape gangs in the UK, and I find them very disturbing, and have regularly posted or put stuff in news trends and stories, or have occasionally put stuff on social media. I've never heard you or John say even one word about the devastation Muslims have wrought around the world. We talk about the weaponization of immigration in a variety of ways, but we don't focus on any particular group. Now, let me just talk about culture, because I'm a Christian. And I much prefer the Christian culture to the Muslim culture. I've spent some time traveling and living in Muslim countries, and I much prefer being and living in a Christian culture. I'm a Christian. So I do prefer Christian culture. About 24% of the world is Muslim, and I recognize their sovereignty and right to choose what they worship and how they worship. And, you know, and so if I don't want to live in a Muslim country, I just don't go there. And again, if Muslims are piling into my country, then I have to deal with the government and the various financial interests that are engineering that, and not hate the Muslims for it. They're just trying to get to higher ground, and you can't blame them. I mean, if you were in many of the countries they live in, and you had the opportunity to go to the UK or the United States or Netherlands, you would do it. I don't always portray them as victims. I don't portray Muslims as victims. I do portray the Palestinians as victims, because they are being slaughtered. They were used to prototype the control grid. Now that that's over, they're basically being eradicated. And if the people who run Israel, which is a criminal syndicate that's not in Israel, more often than not, they're in the United States and the UK. If those people can get away with doing Lahaina, with doing Paradise, with doing East Tennessee and Western North Carolina and Gaza, you know, they are coming for your house. That's what you need to understand. Gaza is a method. And my objection is to the lawlessness of it. My objection is to setting up software systems so that you can systematically kill children and break international law, but justify it because the software chose the targets, and no military officer is responsible under the law for systematic targeting and killing children. So I object to the criminal syndicate engaging in lawlessness and plunder, and not because I have a particular affection for the Palestinian people. I understand it's always a complicated story. What I have a problem with is a criminal syndicate deciding they want your land, they want your oil and gas, they want your aquifers and water, so they're just going to kill you and take all your stuff. Because if anybody can do that anywhere in the world, what can be done to one can be done to all. And it's got nothing to do with culture other than the criminal culture against the non-criminal. That's what I see. Again, I think you're suffering from what I call blob thinking. The blob that they're in is not a blob I like. It's a bad blob. That blob, 3 generations ago did bad things. And so now it's okay to kill them all. And that's saying I'm responsible. So I don't know who your family is, but let's say your family came from Europe sometime in the last couple hundred years. Do I have the right to kill you and steal your home because your great grandfather killed Indians and got land accordingly? I don't think so. I don't want to live in that kind of butchery. So beware blob thinking, but I don't believe in I believe in holding each one of us accountable for our actions under the law. And now I also believe in preferring the culture, my culture. So if I'd been in Switzerland when they voted no masks, I would have voted no masks. So I understand if you want to live around a mosque that does a call prayer, go to a Muslim country. So I'm not in that sense, I have preferences, but I would also say that I've met many wonderful Muslim people who are better Christians than many Christians I know. So again, I really think accountability starts one person at a time. And as I always say, control and freedom happen one person at a time. So no, I don't. Just because I don't love a certain group doesn't mean that I think they should be holocausted.